That's right. I am so glad that you're here. You know what? I'm glad that I'm here. It is Thursday, officially the last day of May 2012. Can you believe tomorrow is already June? June 1st tomorrow. This is going by way too quickly, but let's take it one day at a time. Amen? That's right. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for spending some time here with me today. It is an honor, as always, to sit in this chair, sit behind this microphone, and be part of my favorite radio station. So it is a blessing to be here, and I hope you're having a good week. I hope you're having a good summer. Our kids already, I don't know if you remember this, maybe when you were younger, the kids have been saying this all week. You ready? Let's see if this brings back any memories. Mom, I'm bored. Oh, yes. We've heard that multiple times this past week. So we're trying to find activities for our kids to do. We've been successful, but yeah, every summer, Mom, I'm bored. And to be honest with you, can't really blame them because I remember doing it when I was younger. So I guess it's all part of just the whole summer vacation. But luckily, their grandma and grandpa, they have a pool, a pretty large sized pool at their house. So we go visit them. You know, we try to visit them every other day just to get the kids out of the house and do some activities and enjoy some nice cool water in the summertime. So our summer is going well. We're actually getting ready for our family vacation that we've been trying to take every year down in southern Indiana. It's called Santa Claus, Indiana. Have you heard of them? It's a small little town in Indiana, and they have this big family theme park called Holiday World. So we went there last year. We're going again here in just about 3.5 weeks or so. We're going to go down there, spend some family time, stay at a nice cottage down there, and just really enjoy some family time and not worry about work. And I'm kind of debating if I should bring my laptop or not. I know the answer is no, I shouldn't bring it, but there's something inside of me that's saying, you know what, bring it just in case you want to get some work done. But no, I'm not going to do that. It's tempting, but I'm not going to do that. So that's in a couple of weeks. So June is going to be a very busy month for us. I know I'm going to be preaching at my church, I think not this weekend, but next weekend, about how the church, that's you and me, need to step up. Especially in the culture we live in today where, you know, gay marriage is the talk of the town and so forth. Now is the time, if ever, for the church to stand up, come together, take back our cities, take back our states, take back our neighborhoods, and use it for the glory of God. So I'm putting that together. I'm praying about it. God's been giving me this excitement. I feel the Holy Spirit moving as I'm trying to put this sermon together, and I'm just really, really excited. So I'm going to be preaching on that at my church here in about 2 weeks or so. But this weekend, I know, as I mentioned, the kids are out of school and so forth. Homefire's homeschool group, they're going to be having a curriculum sale this Saturday in Danville at Connection Church. And this is just a great opportunity for them to just get rid of some textbooks and school books from this past year and years past. And this is a great opportunity for you to save a couple extra dollars if you're looking for some Christian curriculum books and so forth for school or homeschool. Well, they're going to be at Connection Church on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. selling these curriculum books for a discounted rate, of course, 2915 Townway Road in Danville. That's where Connection Church is at, 2915 Townway Road in Danville. Coming up on Saturday, Homefire's Homeschool Group will be having a curriculum sale Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Well, our devotion today will come from Acts. That's right, the early church. We're going to be talking about praying for boldness. Coming up here in just a little bit right after this song. It's called There Is No Other Name.
Has triumphed o'er sin's fatal curse, of death where is thy sting? There is no other name, there is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved. There is no other name. seed of Abraham. By the blood of his cross he has laid salvation's perfect plan. There is no other name, there is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved. There is no merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
Is Steve Kemp, and there is no other name. Amen? That's right. Happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll, and you are listening to Great News Radio. And our devotion today comes from, the early church, the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." It's kind of hard to be bold in the culture that we live in today. Just a couple of months ago, Kirk Cameron, 80s star Kirk Cameron, was on, I think on CNN, talking about his movie. He's a believer in the Lord, and he was talking about his movie, and I think the host asked him what his thoughts were on gay marriage. And Kirk Cameron was like, "Hey, I came on here to talk about a movie," but he said, "I feel that, it's a destruction to our society. It is unnatural," and so forth. And he went through so much. People were calling him a bigot and a Christian who hated gays and so forth. And he really took a beating by the press and by his peers in Hollywood and all of that. And it's very hard to be bold, to speak the truth, when you have everyone and everything against you. So in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." So Peter and John were praying this, and the question is, why were they praying this prayer? Who was having threats against them, and why were they praying this prayer? Where it starts, actually, it starts off in Acts chapter 3. It says that one day Peter and John, where they were going to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. Yeah, you remember this passage, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Now when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have." Because he's probably working in the ministry, maybe that's why. He says, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I will give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. And he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. See, if I haven't walked in years and I was lame and I was crippled, I would be jumping and doing backflips and all of that stuff. I would be praising God too, because think about that. You sitting and begging for people. I mean, talk about humility and having to humble yourself. Going to the lowest low with basically no legs that work and asking people for scraps of change. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And Peter and John began to witness to the crowd and the onlookers. And we read about that later on in this chapter. They were doing the work of the Lord. And just because you're doing the work of the Lord, don't mean everybody's going to like it. See, in Acts chapter 4, while they were still preaching to the crowds, Acts chapter 4, it says, "The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who had heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. So the next day the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question him, 'By what power or what name did you do this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called in account today for doing an act of kindness shown to a man who is lame and are being able to ask how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone that you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone.' Then Peter went on to say, 'Salvation is found in no one else.' Can I get an amen? For there is no other name under heaven, amen, given to mankind by which we must be saved." And talk about great boldness. Talk about boldness of Peter and John standing in front of the Sanhedrin. Now, these are people of great power. Talk about the boldness. I don't know if I would necessarily be that bold, but again, it says in verse 8 that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. So Peter didn't allow his flesh to take over, but he allowed the Spirit of God that was dwelling inside of him to take control of that situation, which is kind of hard for us to do, right? You know, when somebody really gets under our skin, we want to just tell them how we feel, and we want to get back at them, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If there was such a thing as an eye for an eye, we would be walking around as blind people, right? Trying to get back at everybody. But Peter allowed the Holy Spirit to take over, and he preached the truth. Said salvation is found in no one else. We did this act, this kindness, this deed in the name of Jesus, whom you crucified. Check this out, verse 13, I love this. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished that they took note that these men had been with Jesus. See, they noticed that Peter and John, they didn't go to school. They were normal people. See, you know what? A lot of people think that you need to go to seminary to be a pastor. You need to go to a seminary to be a minister or a leader in ministry. The only qualification in my eyes that you need is you need to be walking in the Spirit of God. And I don't care how many letters you have after your name. If God is calling you to be a leader, God is calling you to be a leader, and He will provide it, seminary or not. So after the leaders, they asked Peter and John to get out of the Sanhedrin. So they were kind of discussing, you know, what are we going to do with these guys? We needed to stop spreading this word and this name across our area here. So they called them back in and they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to Him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. In other words, we got a testimony. We got a testimony, Judge, and we're going to do what God has called us to do. Friend, what kind of testimony do you have? What kind of things have you seen and have you heard about the wonders of God? What are some of the things that you experienced? Verse 21, after further threats, they let them go. They did not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was healed was over 40 years old. Who knows? This man who was probably lame for his entire life, for 40 years. On the release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all the chief priests and the elders had to say. So afterwards, all the disciples, they got together and they started to pray about the situation. They said, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Man, you know you're in tune with the word. You know when you're in tune with the Lord. After being threatened by leaders of a country, leaders of a community, of what will happen if you continue to preach the name of Christ, and then for them to go back, talk to God about it, and continue to speak the word of God boldly, my goodness, you are in line with what God is calling you to do. That's hard. I ain't gonna lie, it is difficult. So they continue to be the church. Just because somebody told them not to do something, that doesn't mean they need to stop being the church. So they continue to share their possessions with one another and so forth. And in Acts chapter 5, after being told not to mention the name of Jesus, which they were still doing, then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them back in jail. During the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin was like a court system, and everybody who was in this, you know, court and the law and so forth, that was what the Sanhedrin was. So they were sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving to the jail, the officers did not find them there. Well, maybe because the angel of the Lord opened the gates of the jail to release them. So they went back and reported. Then someone came in and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. I love what Peter said. My goodness, the boldness that he had. Peter said, we must obey God rather than human beings. Wait a second. Wait. Is this the same Peter who weeks before went around and denied Christ? Not once. Not twice, but three times. So this was the same Peter who was basically a coward just several weeks ago, now saying to the high leaders and the high priest of the Sanhedrin, saying, no, we must obey God rather than human beings. In other words, I ain't listening to you. I want to do what God told me to do. See what happens when God takes a hold of a man's heart and changes it? Peter, just a few weeks ago, caved and denied Christ. That's apostasy. But flash forward to what we are talking about today. He was bold. And the high priests and all the Pharisees were so angry, they wanted to kill them. So they decided to just flog them. So each of the disciples were flogged. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, and that was a fantastic visual of what it means to be flogged, to be tied up and just beaten to the point of almost dying. And they did it one by one. Verse 40 of Acts chapter 5, they were flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. I love this. Verse 41 just blows my mind. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing. Wait a second. I would be crying and kissing all my little boo-boos that I got from being flogged. No. It says that the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Wait a second. Are you telling me they went back to the temple courts? They went back to the temple courts where it all started that got them in trouble the first place? Absolutely, because God called them to go there day after day and go house to house. Even Peter said, I'm not going to listen to men. I'm going to listen to God. See, if God is calling you to do something, no matter how scary it may look, no matter how it doesn't make sense or how illogical it may seem, no matter what people say, like, why are you doing that? That is so dumb. If God is calling you to do it, hallelujah, you better drop your net and you better do it, regardless of how bad it looks. And some of us today are so scared to death to talk about Christ in our workplace because we don't want people to think bad of us. And here's Peter and John and the disciples preaching the name of Christ and being flogged. Friend, I pray that you have an opportunity to pray Acts 4:29 and pray for boldness. Well, I hope you have a chance to do that sometime today or this week. Friend, thank you so much for letting me share just a little bit what God has been showing me and challenging me as he's been challenging me and showing me a lot recently. So thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio. You can find out more about this radio ministry or you can give online through our website at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, don't forget, Mark Burns in the seat tomorrow with Mark and Friends tomorrow morning. Right here on Great News Radio. In the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.